Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today. In the first episode of a two-part series of A&M Conversation With, Art Hall, a senior director with our Corporate Performance Improvement Group, sits down with John Kiger, Vice President of Technology Risk Management at PHH, a mortgage servicer, to discuss rapid change in artificial intelligence and its role in third-party risk management.
It is my pleasure to have in the studio John Kiger, Vice President of Technology Risk Management at PHH, a mortgage servicer. John is an IT leader with over 20 years of progressive managerial and technical expertise across varied industries. John has a proven ability to significantly raise staff productivity, reduce operational costs, increase company revenues, mitigate operational risk while transforming groups into cohesive, performing teams. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Art. It's my pleasure.
Well, John, for the audience, can you share with them how you got started in third-party risk management?
Sure. To be brief, always have been in the operational realms, particularly focused within the technology space. An opportunity arose within the organization where risk was not on the forefront, and specifically there was a blind spot when it came to our increased level of outsourcing with third parties and the risk that they presented, particularly within the technology space. So I was approached and asked to participate in building a risk organization, and specifically the organization I was charged with building out was a focus on technology risk in particular. I got that start and that opportunity, subsequently built a very well-oiled and well-operating technology risk management team who effectively manages risk within the organization as well as through our third-party relationships.
John, we were together in Charlotte last October. You were one of our panelists at the Third Party Risk Management Roundtable.
Yes.
And we appreciated your presence and insights that you shared with us then. If you remember, there was a lot of noise about artificial intelligence and the role AI will play as it pertains to third party risk management. Can you share with the audience your point of view on this topic is?
Yes. On the top, I would say I don't think everyone within the industry, at the executive level particularly, is attuned to or understands the disruptive nature that is going to take place within a very short period of time throughout various industries, particularly in the finance industry. We're already seeing that today. It's only going to exponentially increase, and some of the risk that could potentially come to light as we leverage this new technology in new ways yet foreseen, we have to be cognizant of, and we need to be very diligent in how we leverage this new technology, in that we want to be careful, as we were with other third-party relationships. These would be no different. But I think what we'll possibly see is a dependency, a resiliency, in which previously we could go to another vendor or we could possibly insource that activity and continue on our business without disruption. However, with the advent of AI and the pervasiveness of predictive analytics and machine learning, we might lose the human capital capabilities of being able to pull that activity back in-house or support it if our dependency is concentrated with a small vendor or number of vendors to provide that service for us. So that in my view, is one of the biggest risks, as always has been with third-party relationships. However, I think the level of concentration with AI is going to be significantly small to begin with, expanding over time, of course, depending upon the margins that are availed and the money that can be made. But the amount of capital that's being invested, this technology is coming today. It's coming fast, and we need to be prepared and very cognitive of how we're going to leverage this technology going forward.
You know, what's striking about your comments, it's actually a little concerning that, generally speaking, executives are unaware of this technology and the lack of attention that's being paid to it. In your view, why do you think that is?
Well, I just think, in general, technology has always been something relegated to a few people who are willing to understand it and are open-minded to it. That's why we have, you know, segregation within the organization of technologists from operations folks. The operations folks sometimes don't want to educate themselves and understand the level of technology that could be leveraged to basically improve their operations. After all, they're in the business to operate effectively and efficiently to make money. They don't necessarily care about the underlying technology that gets them there. I think that's something that they need to change. Just like cybersecurity, it was something that the board of directors for most major companies knew little or nothing about nor cared about. And today it's been pushed to the forefront for all the wrong reasons. But now the board, as well as executive leadership, has to avail himself of some level of education when it comes to cybersecurity. I think the same thing is going to hold true for artificial intelligence. The one difference here is I don't think we have the amount of time to avail ourselves of educating ourselves of the disruptive nature of this technology. Cybersecurity wasn't that disruptive overall to the number of industries that AI will be impacted by.
You know, you mentioned cybersecurity, and in our next episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about that, specifically the passing of the New York Department of Financial Services cybersecurity ruling and how that ruling in reg impacts third-party risk management. John Kiger is the Vice President of Technology Risk Management at PHH. John, it's a pleasure. Look forward to you talking to our next episode.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.